This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
And if you ever feel lonely, and if you ever feeling stressed, just find my name beneath the rain and find my soul in heaven's rest. And if you ever lost a friend,
the following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and I know it, even on a Friday. It does not matter who the host is. Anyways, today is Friday, July the 19th of 2024, day 201 of the year, and only 165 days to go. We are broadcasting live from Querétaro, Mexico, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so how were things? Did you take a look around last night? Were you taking a look, a gander, and all the kind of stuff that was going on in the RNC? A lot of people were, so that's why I'm asking. A lot of things happening over the last 23, 24 hours. No doubt about that. So with that being said, let's talk about what we do. It is Freeform Friday. So Fridays, we talk a little bit about everything that's going on. We play some catch up on some things that we were not able to execute or talk about earlier in the week, so don't worry about that. We're going to get into a plethora of things today, no doubt for that whatsoever. So with that being said, let's talk about it. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. They'll get everything moving and grooving for you, no doubt about that. Once that occurs, they'll give you some options. Video messaging, audio messaging, and text messaging. Our preferred option, of course, is text messaging, as you can tell by the way that we respond. So with that being said, kind of a simple process there. Also, our show talks about safety in the news and safety. It's a little bit of everything all over the place, just the kind of way that most people like it. A little bit sloppy, not directed to the point. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we talk about what was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen. Ford scales back the EV production plans and Bud Light struggles. We'll talk about that in the details of the shit list. Also, Swift Stalker gets arrested in Germany. And Shaboozy, a song is a hit, so we'll talk about that. Also, a tennis prodigy gets a docuseries treatment at ESPN. And a 24 movie is in the works. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And the King holds another major audience. Yeah, so we'll talk about that as we get into all the fun stuff. So don't worry. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we can start rolling with the news.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
Story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. IT issues are causing major problems worldwide for airlines, banks, telecoms, and other sectors. Microsoft says it's taking mitigation actions after experiencing issues related to cloud services. Donald Trump's accepted the US Republican Party's nomination to be candidate for president for a third time in an acceptance speech in Milwaukee. US correspondent Simon Marks is there.
He started with a very emotive, somewhat subdued description of the attempted assassination that he survived last weekend in Butler, Pennsylvania. I shouldn't be here, he told the convention delegates, and said that he had been saved by the hand of God. After that emotional part of the speech, in which Donald Trump called for unity and healing throughout the country, he then returned to themes that you more often hear in his standard stump speech, and for a considerable part of his two-hour address, was talking about the need to crack down on what he repeatedly referred to as an invasion of illegal immigrants into the United States. He vowed to finish building the wall with Mexico that he started to build during his first term in office, and insisted that he will seal the border with between the two countries, although there was no detail provided about exactly how he is going to do that.
Police say there will be a full investigation into an outbreak of rioting and disorder in the northern English city of Leeds. A police car was overturned and a bus set on fire in the Hare Hills area. The unrest is thought to have started on Thursday over children being taken into care by local authorities. Luke Farley is a local councillor.
It's incredibly disturbing to see scenes like what we did last night, and I'm really, you know, I'm looking behind me and there's a burnt-out bus, there's loads of detritus in the middle of the road.
Bangladesh has issued a high security alert for the entire country a day after at least two dozen people were killed in a mass agitation led by students. More than 30 people have died in clashes between students and government forces this week. Neha Punia reports.
Even as the government has announced a state of emergency, telecommunications services across Bangladesh have been widely curtailed. Locals say they are unable to access news websites or make calls through the internet. Some say they are able to place voice calls, but a ban on mobile internet seems to have now been extended to cover broadband services as well. This comes after Thursday saw a sharp escalation in clashes and violence, with tens of thousands of students clashing with the police, who in turn used rubber bullets, tear gas shells and sound grenades to push protesters back. Students want an end to a quota system that gives a third of all government jobs to families of war veterans who fought for the country's independence in 1971.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Japan and South Korea, America's two most powerful allies in the Pacific, are tightening security ties amid increasing concerns over China's assertiveness in the region and North Korean threats. That's according to Japan's top general. It follows a meeting between top uniformed officers of Japan, the US and South Korea in Tokyo. Laura Westbrook reports.
The defense chiefs from the United States, Japan and South Korea agreed to continue to strengthen trilateral security cooperation. They also urged North Korea to cease its destabilizing activities, such as its nuclear development program, and also condemned its expanding military ties with Russia. They said they opposed unilateral attempts to change the status quo by force in the Indo-Pacific region, given what they called China's escalatory, dangerous and aggressive behavior in the South China Sea. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
India's ruling BJP party has defended a controversial police order, effectively asking some businesses to identify the religion of its owner. Police officials had asked eateries and food carts to display the names of their owners while a Hindu religious procession passed through a city in India's most populous state. Officials have since amended the order. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
The police order attracted widespread criticism, with even some BJP allies saying it could promote religious segregation. Some allege the police orders were intended to distinguish between Hindu and Muslim food vendors, while others say it could be seen as promoting the archaic and illegal practice of caste segregation. The police's orders were issued as thousands of Hindu pilgrims were scheduled to pass through Muzaffarnagar in Uttar Pradesh, where a sizable Muslim population lives. BJP officials have defended the orders, saying Hindu pilgrims have a right to choose where they can eat.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun,
and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so let's get back into it. Currently 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. Anyways, here's the information on last week's attempted assassination on Donald Trump and the murder of Corey Coppertone. Take a listen to this. A briefing legislators of more specific. Here is the latest timeline of events leading up to the shooting, and there are still many gaps to fill. At 5:10 p.m., shooters identified as a person of interest. At 5:30, the shooter spotted with a rangefinder. At 5:52, the shooter spotted on the roof. At 6:02, Trump takes the stage. At 6:12, shots fired. There will never be an adequate answer to why Trump took the stage while the person of interest with a rangefinder and a backpack on the roof of a nearby building was not questioned and investigated. A former classmate of the shooter details his history of anti-Trump and racist comments in regards to the things that are going on. So let's do this real quick. Take a listen to this one.
Thomas was a quiet kid unless there's something that he was passionate about, politics being one of them. He just did not like politicians, especially with the choices that we've had. He did not like our politicians. It was especially during...
So I just want to make sure that we reference this. The guy's name is Thomas Cook. He's a classmate and a wet blanket of speculation of the shooter that was a Trump supporter. He said that that Crooks once asked him why he didn't hate Trump since he was Hispanic. The FBI insists that does not know Crooks' motives of the shooting for Trump. So, and this is coming via Fox News.
2016, it was Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, all of them. He showed this. That he disliked all of them, did not like any of them.
There you go. That's some information. The clip's 3 minutes and 49 seconds. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. It's going to be that typical thing of you're hearing from a classmate, an acquaintance, so on. You're not going to have all the deets. It's just kind of the way that it works. So let's play a few more seconds.
Brought up the fact that I'm Hispanic and you know I'm for Trump, and he said, well, you're Hispanic, so shouldn't you hate Trump? And I was like, no, he's great. I mean, like, he's a great president.
So there you go. Anyways, more information, you can find that on X if you want to. Also, investigators have unearthed an encrypted account on a messaging app belonging to the shooter after cracking his phone, but continue to try to gain access to them. His search history includes images of Trump and Joe Biden, as well as the dates of Trump's events of the upcoming and the upcoming Democratic National Convention. A second phone found on the shooter's home contained just 27 contacts. The shooter reportedly asked his employer for the day off on July the 13th and said that he would be back on Sunday. So there you go. It gets pretty interesting right away in regards of what we're talking about. Also, take a listen to this. Billionaire Ken Griffin shelled out $44.6 million on Wednesday to buy a near complete a skeleton, a Stegosaurus skeleton, after an auction said that it hoped to get up to a mere $6 million. The 11-foot-tall, 20-foot-long fossilized skeleton was found in 2022. The sale will eclipse the last record of the dinosaur fossil, that when a T-Rex skeleton went up for sale for $31.8 million in 2020. No word yet on Griffin's plan for the find. This is according to NBC News. I mean, what do you do with a skeleton that's so large? I mean, I would imagine if you're dropping out $44.6 million, you're not too concerned about it. But damn, that's a lot of money for something so old, for sure. Anyways, Ford is scaling back its plans for an electric vehicle factory in Canada, investing $2.3 billion to retrofit a Build gas-guzzling Super Duty trucks. The plant in Ontario will start rolling out about 100,000 trucks a year beginning in 2026. The automaker will spend another $700 million to increase the truck production capacity at an American and other Canadian plants. This is according to CNBC. So there you go. With that being said, at the time of the reporting of this, which was 719 AGEL, let's see, their stock was at $14.50. Yeah, $14.50. So there you go. Yeah, that's what it's saying here. $14.50 up from or down from $14.55. So I don't know. Makes it pretty interesting about some of these people saying that they're going to invest in EVs and then it changes. And I don't know. Do you look at it and go, it's still an infrastructure issue?
Duh.
Or do you go and you look at it and go, they're just not going to be the commodity that they are? Because listen, if you're talking superchargers and you're inside of the most of the Teslas, I think, if I remember correctly, depending on the model, if you have like the high-end supercharger, you're looking at give or take 80% for 20 minutes. Now, of course, Tesla tells you that it's better for the battery to not to actually top it off all the way to 100%, but 80% for 20 minutes. I don't know what your average time is when you go to the gas station on how long it takes you to pump gas, but I'm in and out in about 5 minutes. I'm trying to pump that gas and get the hell out of there. So you're talking about quadruple the amount of time. And then you're looking at having to have the infrastructure to be able to support all of these vehicles in the high-end format. Now, if you were in a slow mode one, it could take, 24 hours easily, depending on the vehicle itself. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. I think there's still a lot of work. It's a good idea, but I just don't know how it's going to work out when it's all said and done. Anyways, take a listen to this. The Biden administration received yet another blow on Thursday after appeals court blocked of its latest student loan forgiveness program. The policy had previously been blocked by a part of the lower court, but the Eighth Circuit killed the remaining components, including the SAVE plan. This program had created more than favorable payback terms for those who with qualifying incomes and allowed to outright forgiveness after 10 years of balance under $12,000. The plan would have costed an estimated $500 billion if fully implemented. This is according to Reuters. So there you go. I don't know. It's going to be interesting in taking a look at that because remember, that was a big portion of the campaign in regards to talking about that. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens next there. Anyways, despite protests of the brews seeming to have dwindled, Bud Light still has not yet regained its spot as the top-selling beer in the U.S. It currently sits at number 3, representing only about 6.5% of sales. Number 1 is Modelo Especial, which counts about 9.7% of beer sales, followed by Michelob Ultra, which 7.3% of sales. The fallout, things took a wrong turn when Anheuser-Busch and Bev owned a lager after it collaborated with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney back in 2023. Worth noting, Anheuser-Busch is also the parent company of Michelob. So I guess that's some things to talk about as we are talking. I mean, I don't know. I don't drink beer, so I don't run into this issue. So that's a thing to talk about. Let's listen to what the talking heads are talking about here, because it's always an interesting one to go over. So take a listen.
So hold it up high.
Return out of the battle of the beers. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Modelo has overtaken Bud Light as America's top beer.
You may think Modelo dethroned Bud Light after this.
And Bud Light sent me possibly...
Okay, not sure what happened there, but yeah, Bud Light possibly sent me what? I don't think it really wanted to go into too much information because it took a turn of events right there. So let's give it a moment and we'll try this again.
Best gift ever, a can with my face on it.
Led to this.
The Bud Light boycott.
Well, that's partly true, but it's not the whole story. It's also thanks to this guy.
I had the privilege of being President Obama's antitrust chief.
He filed a lawsuit that changed everything for the brand, putting the imported Mexican beer on the path to take down the king of beers, Bud Light. This is the economics of Modelo.
It's a world that changes all the time, but what's important never changes.
But change came in 2012, when Anheuser-Busch InBev looked to merge with Grupo Modelo, the brewer of Modelo Especial and Corona.
I started at the Justice Department in early January of 2013, and the biggest first matter before me was an investigation the staff had into the effort by AB InBev to acquire the worldwide rights to Modelo.
That year, AB InBev, maker of Bud Light, along with Miller Coors, made up about 65% of the U.S. beer market.
What our investigation found was that
so if you want to know more about the beer info, Wall Street Journal is sourcing this. I think it'd be an interesting one. No doubt about that. Anyways, business news anchor Lou Dobbs has died. He passed away on Thursday. No cause of death was shared. Dobbs had a lengthy broadcast journalism career, spending more than two decades at CNN. And in 2009, he left the network to help media mogul Robert Murdoch launch Fox Business Network. So he was 78 at the time of his passing. Also, Bob Newhart has died. He passed away on Thursday. No further details were shared. Newhart is best known for hosting the Bob Newhart Show, Newhart, and several feature films. So there you go. Also, he was 94 at the time of his passing. So just for information purposes of things to talk about. Also, if we're looking at it by the numbers, let's talk about this. The Dow slid about 533 points on Thursday to close at 40,665. The S&P lost about 43 points to close at 5,544. And the NASDAQ lost about 125 points to close at 17,871. West Texas Intermediate closed at $82 a barrel. Brent crude closed at $84 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.50. And Bitcoin ticked down to, on Thursday, trading just around 63,700. So take a listen to this. There was more than 6,288 flights delayed within, in to, and out of the United States on Thursday, and more than 390 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $251 million jackpot or $118.7 million cash payout. Saturday's Powerball drawing will be for, are you ready for this? $91 million jackpot or a $43.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Seriously, really.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so it's Friday, so new music normally comes out. So Chris Kane, Good Intentions Gone Bad, Dio, the complete Donington collection, Glass Animals, I Love You So Fucking Much, that comes out today. Jimmy Muse, also Cal Wetzel, Nine Lives, and Role Model, Kansas Anymore, that all comes out today. Also, take a listen to this. Britney Spears wants Ozzy Osbourne and his opinions to kindly F off. Spears took him to Instagram to respond to Ozzy's comments about being fed up with her dancing videos, calling her family the most boring family known to mankind. She also used the post to praise actress Kate Beckinsale for being a badass for posting whatever she wants rather than age-appropriate context people expect. No one from the Osbourne family has responded. This is all according to Page Six. So There you go. Information for you. A 34-year-old American man was arrested in Germany for stalking and making threats against Taylor Swift, who is currently in Germany for her Eras tour. According to the authorities, the guy was detained while entering the arena for Swift's show on Wednesday night. He will remain in jail until Saturday after Swift has left the city. The alleged stalker allegedly posted his threats online, targeting both Swift and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. This is according to The Sun. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think's going on here? So maybe let's take a gander ander here down memory lane and see what we can come up with, if anything, for sure. Hold on. So as I take a look at what The Sun has to say, it says, you know, all the stuff that I just shared with you, but it also goes as far as saying that they had about 60,000 people. So how was he pointed out? I don't know. Not a lot of info in regard to that, but there you go. Some information there. Anyways, Justin Long once popped the bed while sleeping along his wife, Kate Bosworth. The actor shared his horrifying tale on a recent episode of Pie with Kurt Sutter and Katie Sagal podcast, saying that he came down with a bout of food poisoning while he pooped the bed. I don't think it said popped the bed. He pooped the bed on a service trip in Mexico City. I was hooked up to an IV and Kate and I was having to follow me to the bathroom with the thing. And then at one point in the night, I woke up and there was no other way to say this. I can't dance around. I shit the bed. Being the loving and supportive wife that she is, Long said that Kate patiently assured him that everything was okay. And for the rest of the trip, which was for Smile Train, a charity benefiting children with cleft lips and palates, Long says that it was amazing. So there you go. Oh, what a story, right? I mean, what a story to share. Let's see something real quick. I'm always interested in more information, especially when you get something like that. And I had thought that they were dating. I wasn't 100% sure that they were married, but it's not like I keep up with all this stuff where people are like, oh, yes, we're married, not married, and all that fun stuff. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. And is this something that you would be sharing to the world if it had happened to you? I mean, I don't know. Something to think about for sure. Oh, that the episode for this is an hour and 30 minutes long. I don't think we have that kind of time for us to hang out and talk about all that stuff. So there you go. Some things to think about. Anyways, let's take a look at some other stuff as we are going around and about for sure. So Boozy is a bar song. Tipsy is truly a song of the summer. According to Touch Tunes, the song has the top for the second quarter of 2024. This is also the most played song among the entire catalog of songs. For the first quarter of 2024, Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey was the most played song. This is according to Billboard. So there you go. Some information as we are hanging. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. You know how it goes around here, so let's do it.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
IT issues are causing major problems worldwide for airlines, banks, telecoms, and other sectors. Microsoft says it's taking mitigation actions after experiencing issues related to cloud services. Donald Trump's accepted the U.S. Republican Party's nomination to be candidate for president for a third time in an acceptance speech in Milwaukee. U.S. correspondent Simon Marks is there.
He started with a very emotive, somewhat subdued description of the attempted assassination that he survived last weekend in Butler, Pennsylvania. I shouldn't be here, he told the convention delegates, and said that he had been saved by the hand of God. After that emotional part of the speech, in which Donald Trump called for unity and healing throughout the country, he then returned to themes that you more often hear in his standard stump speech, and for a considerable part of his two-hour address, was talking about the need to crack down on what he repeatedly referred to as an invasion of illegal immigrants into the United States. He vowed to finish building the wall with Mexico that he started to build during his first term in office, and insisted that he will seal the border with between the two countries, although there was no detail provided about exactly how he is going to do that.
Police say there will be a full investigation into an outbreak of rioting and disorder in the northern English city of Leeds. A police car was overturned and a bus set on fire in the Hare Hills area. The unrest is thought to have started on Thursday over children being taken into care by local authorities. Luke Farley is a local councillor.
It's incredibly disturbing to see scenes like what we did last night, and I'm looking behind me and there's a burnt-out bus, there's loads of detritus in the middle of the road.
Bangladesh has issued a high security alert for the entire country a day after at least two dozen people were killed in a mass agitation led by students. More than 30 people have died in clashes between students and government forces this week. Neha Punia reports.
Even as the government has announced a state of emergency, telecommunication services across Bangladesh have been widely curtailed. Locals say they are unable to access news websites or make calls through the internet. Some say they are able to place voice calls, but a ban on mobile internet seems to have now been extended to cover broadband services as well. This comes after Thursday saw a sharp escalation in clashes and violence, with tens of thousands of students clashing with the police, who in turn used rubber bullets, tear gas shells and sound grenades to push protesters back. Students want an end to a quota system that gives a third of all government jobs to families of war veterans who fought for the country's independence in 1971.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Japan and South Korea, America's two most powerful allies in the Pacific, are tightening security ties amid increasing concerns over China's assertiveness in the region and North Korean threats. That's according to Japan's top general. It follows a meeting between top uniformed officers of Japan, the US and South Korea in Tokyo. Laura Westbrook reports.
The defense chiefs from the United States, Japan and South Korea agreed to continue to strengthen trilateral security cooperation. They also urged North Korea to cease its destabilizing activities, such as its nuclear development program, and also condemned its expanding military ties with Russia. They said they opposed unilateral attempts to change the status quo by force in the Indo-Pacific region, given what they called China's escalatory, dangerous and aggressive behavior in the South China Sea. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
India's ruling BJP party has defended a controversial police order, effectively asking some businesses to identify the religion of its owner. Police officials had asked eateries and food carts to display the names of their owners while a Hindu religious procession passed through a city in India's most populous state. Officials have since amended the order. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
The police order attracted widespread criticism, with even some BJP allies saying it could promote religious segregation. Some alleged the police orders were intended to distinguish between Hindu and Muslim food vendors, while others say it could be seen as promoting the archaic and illegal practice of caste segregation. The police's orders were issued as thousands of Hindu pilgrims were scheduled to pass through Muzaffarnagar in Uttar Pradesh, where a sizable Muslim population lives. BJP officials have defended the orders, saying Hindu pilgrims have a right to choose where they can eat.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Just find my name beneath the rain and find my soul. you ever last a lover. Just sit right here and play pretend. Cause soon we'll all see the end.
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday on the Rated R Safety Show. We are still broadcasting across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out on with our friends with Radio Big. Yeah, this right here, it's Gaetano. This is Gaetano. But it is a song called Nor Rouge. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yeah, a little slower tone as we're winding down the week. So there you go. Anyway, so we'd like to thank Gaetano for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so there you go. Always a fun time as we get to do our thing around here. No doubty-outy about that whatsoever. Anyways, let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we can talk about. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected with help, and To Write Love on Her Arms is there. So just remember that. They want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says self-help or just go to TWLOHA.com/find-help. So there you go. Once you get there, all kinds of information readily available related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Anyways, let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we need to talk about. And let me tell you this, because, you know, we cover a little bit of everything inside of this show. So let's talk about this one. Talking about your generation, it would appear that Gen Z had headed up to here with dating apps. And these days, they'd rather have a chance to encounter in an unconventional setting as a way of meeting their match. At a datingadvice.com survey found that a preferred method of finding someone to date among those aged 18 to 27 include at a protest, at a funeral, and a virtual reality. Yeah, that's interesting. Burned out by fruitlessness dating app searches, 20-somethings are also searching for love in the fruit aisles of the supermarket or hoping to meet the future partner at a social gathering, a bookstore, a local club, or a class. Does one try to pick up girls at a gym anymore? If you've been to the gym, you'll see that that happens all the time. And what will Zoomers wreck next? Maybe that's the other thing to talk about. Millennials are accusing Gen Z for ruining the Macarena, a TikTok video with over 9 million views, claims that Zoomers are masquerading as the iconic dance routine that it goes with the 1990s Los Del Rios hit by adding their own moves. Ox Ariel Lopez says that her vid, "Yo, I feel so old. Why are they dancing to the Macarena like this?" The classic choreography involved outstretching the arms at one time, flipping their palms, and crossing their arms across the chest. But in the clip that has been posted, some 20-somethings seem to literally be putting their own spin on the Macarena by rolling their arms and then turning them down in a wave motion. Commentators were quick to jump on board, with one writing, "That is not the Macarena," and another gasping, "Wait, what? That? That's exactly what I said with the original dance." So there you go. I mean, let's be realistic. If you have enough time to sit around and talk about that you're not enjoying on how the Macarena dance is going on right now, maybe you have more problems than what you think. The question you should probably be answering right away or asking right away is, why in the hell is this song back?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get into some news. The weird Colorado Denver International Airport revealed the most unusual things to pass through the lost and found this past year. And it was an items that included elk meat in a circular saw. The airport, which averages more than about 200,000 travelers per day, receives almost 200 lost and found items daily. Some of the other items that they have turned into the airport lost and found: a forklift battery, burial urns, a dog's found in the parking garage. By the way, the recent survey of European hotels found that some most unusual lost and found items left in the guest rooms include a full clown costume, a glass eye, dentures, multiple prosthetic limbs, and what kind of clown leaves the costume behind? All right, a naked one, because how does that make any sense to anybody in regards to that? Anyways, continuing with the news of the weird, take a listen to this real quick. Minor League Baseball team Lake Country Captains has installed a roll of toilets behind home plate. Yeah, that's not a lie there. The Cleveland Guardians affiliated High A team of East Lake, Ohio, now features Roto-Rooter Row. It's at its home park. It's a line of 8 high toilets, that are available to fans to watch the game from at the premium price. With the purchase of these thrones, fans have access to specialized reading material and bathroom attendant named Horatio, who is there to cater to every one of their needs, whether that be gum, mouthwash, or a comb. And these VIP seats are available for a reasonable cost of $25 per seat. And then, of course, you get to use one of them for the game and by taking a part of the Roto-Rooter Plunger Challenge, where two people go head-to-head to see who can launch the plunger towards the targets. It's a shame, though, that you have to leave the toilet there and go to the restroom, opposed to, it having some level of attachment. I think, I mean, that would make it a little bit easier, opposed to having to go in there and take care of business. But I mean, if you go looking for this Roto-Rooter Row, it looks kind of fancy. I mean, it is some fancy seats there, and I mean, it's different. I think that your row of toilets is definitely going to stick out. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So it looks like those 8 chairs replaces a standard row of 18. So now you know that if you are trying to get into one of these stadium shows and you can't make it in, it's because there's a row of shitters in front of you.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, 52 minutes past the top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Roger.
From
Mark Cuban said, "Go out there and get rich. Get so obnoxiously rich that when the tax bill comes, your first thought will be to choke on how big of a check you have to write." Now, I'm happy for Mr. Cuban, and that might be your goal as well, but for me, rich is not a goal. Happy is a goal I strive toward, and I often hit that goal. I know many people who are super wealthy, and many of them seem miserable most of the time. I don't know why that is, but it's an observation I've made numerous times. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be rich and happy. I'm sure there are many people who are. All I'm saying is that being rich and being happy are not always together. And if I have to choose, I choose happy every single time.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. My mother has been gone several years now, but I remember last days as if they just happened. While maintaining my vigil beside her hospital bed, I realized I had a choice. I could focus on this tragedy and mother's impending death, or I could revisit the memories of a rich life she so freely shared with those she loved. I chose the latter. Thus began a journey that gave birth to an overwhelming sense of gratitude that comforts me to this day. Proverbs 31:29 says, "Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all." Lord Jesus, help us to be grateful for all we've had, rather than grieving over what we've lost. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
In London, I'm Ollie Barrett. IT issues are causing major problems worldwide for airlines, banks, telecoms, and other sectors. Donald Trump's accepted the US Republican Party's nomination to be candidate for president for a third time. Police say there will be a full investigation into an outbreak of rioting in the northern English city of Leeds. And Bangladesh has issued a high security alert for the entire country after at least 24 people were killed in student protests.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look around, if we look at, let's see. 2018, Airbus Beluga XL makes its first flight, landing in France. The aircraft painted to look like a whale was built by Carry Large Airplane Parts of Stella Aerospace in France. So there you go. That happened back in 2018. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Stephen Anthony Lawrence turns 34, Trent Williams 36, John Jones turns 37, Ryan Dorsey 41, Benedict Cumberbatch turns 48, Anthony Edwards 62, Howard Schultz 71, and Brian May turns 77. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Urban Beekeeping Day, Stick Out Your Tongue Day, National Football Day, International Retainer Day, International Karaoke Day, and National Daiquiri Day. So there's some days to celebrate, no doubt about that. Anyway, so let's take a look. Also, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you, because why would I not have that? The weekend is here. Sleep until you're hungry and then eat until you're sleepy. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What movie would be greatly improved if it was made into a musical? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey found this to be the most popular activity during summer vacation. What is it? It's actually shopping. So there you go. Anyways, thanks you for hanging out with me on this lovely Friday. We'll come back to you, God willing, on Monday to do it all over again. At the top of the hour, we're going to be hanging out on RadioBig.fm, talking about the world of music and entertainment. If you want to come out and hang out with us on RadioBig.fm. If you stay here on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Some options for you. Also, don't forget about our conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th, the Conklin Conference. Conference number 3 happening in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there, where we can hang out and do some things together talking about the world of human and organizational performance. So there you go. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Those who don't believe in magic will never find it. I guess that kind of makes it a little simple if you kind of look at it from that particular standpoint. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. See you at the top of the hour. Or if not, I'll see you on Monday.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Just find my name beneath the rain.
soul in heaven's rest. And if you ever lost a friend, or if you ever lost a lover, sit right here and play pretend. 'Cause soon we'll all see the end. The end. Find a soul.